ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನೇ ನಮಃ. ಮೋಕ್ಷ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ ಯೋಗೋ ನಾಮ ಅಷ್ಟಾದಶೋಧ್ಯಾಯಃ. ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಉಪಸಂಹಾರಃ as I told you many times before, means upasamhara means conclusion or summary. It also has other meanings. The word upasamhara also has other meanings, but whenever reference to any text, upasamhara means summary or conclusion. So in this concluding chapter where Bhagavan presents the summary of the whole teaching, we have come up to the verse where Bhagavan is talking about now, dhritihi. Of course, Bhagavan cannot teach anything new here. The two disciplines, Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga, the two disciplines alone have to be repeatedly taught. But it is taught differently. We are understanding everything in terms of three gunas, predominance of three gunas. So in that context, we understood last class we saw dhritihi. Dhritihi literally means fortitude, resolve, implying the willpower. And we all know willpower means the capacity to choose to do a given action is willpower. And a human being alone is blessed with this faculty of choice known as willpower. And we are supposed to exercise this willpower in order to be able to make use of our knowledge of right and wrong so that our actions can be governed by our knowledge of right and wrong, instead of being governed by our own personal likes and dislikes. Of course, actions are nothing but expressions of our desires. Any action, every action we do, nothing but action is an expression of our desire, expression of our wish. It's compelled by our own desires, our needs. And if the pressure of the desire can be such that our choice of action may be sometimes not in conformity with dharma, sometimes it may be in conformity with dharma. It all depends upon how powerful, how forceful our desire is. But however desire is forceful, however powerful the desire is, till if our willpower is much stronger, the stronger the willpower, less powerful will be the desire. Then the desire, our action will not be merely an expression of our desire. Action will be governed by our knowledge of right and wrong. Action will not be merely a dictation of our desires, our personal likes and dislikes. If action should not be a mere dictation of our likes and dislikes, if action must be governed by our knowledge of right and wrong, dharma, adharma viveka, then naturally we must be able to exercise our willpower. I mean, we must have very, very strong will. Bhagavan has blessed us with this capacity. So here Bhagavan talks about which is sattvic will, rajasic will and tamasic will. So last class we have seen what is rajas, sattviki dhritihi. The dhritihi is a feminine gender word, therefore sattviki dhritihi. Sattviki dhritihi means sattvic resolve, sattvic fortitude, sattvic willpower. Okay, 33rd verse.
Dhrityaya dharayate manav pranendriya kriyah yogena vyabhicharinya dhritisapartha sattviki. Dhrityaya dharayate manav pranendriya kriyah yogena vyabhicharinya dhritissa partha sattviki.
So he partha arjuna sa dhritihi sattviki, sa dhritihi sattviki dhritihi, that will is sattvic will. Yaya dhritya, yaya dhritya by which, that will is sattvic will by which, avyabhicharanya by which, unswerving will, sattvic will itself is first unswerving will. So sattvic will is that unswerving will by which yogena dharayate, one sustains through yoga manas pranendriya kriyaha, one sustains the kriyaha activities of the mind, prana and sense organs, means all everything, the discipline, everything is maintained. This mental discipline, pranic discipline, the discipline of sense organs, shamaha, damaha, everything is maintained. So through yoga, one sustains the activities of mind, prana and sense organs. This is what we saw last class. In that context, I said, the important lesson is, however, whatever situation we go through in life, of course, that is already predetermined. Whatever we inevitably, unavoidably go through in life is predetermined by definitely our paradha karma phalam, paradha karma. Why I had to go through this problem or this situation in spite of my being a righteous person, in spite of doing a right action, in spite of being doing what I have to be doing. So what comes in life inevitably, unavoidably, is of course, what we go through is already determined by the paramdha karma palam. Still, in spite of what I need to go through, but when the question of action comes, still, I must be able to choose to do the right action. Because I know my present choice, I have choice over action. I do not have choice over results of actions. Because results of actions are determined by Bhagavan in the form of natural laws, in keeping with what I have in store, what I have in Parabdha. Store as paradha karma phalam. That is unchangeable. I do not have choice over the results of actions. But Bhagavan made it very clear, yes, but we do have choice over action. And we can make use of our willpower. We can make use of our knowledge of right and wrong. Which means, so our actions can be definitely in conformity with dharma. Our actions need not go against dharma. This choice is there. That's what Bhagavan said, karmani eva adhikaraha. You have choice over action. You can choose to do the right action. You can choose to refrain from the wrong action. So what? Does not mean what is already ordained can be escaped. At least the present action will help you avoid accumulating papam, the future papam. Not only that, first thing is if I choose to do the right action, if I choose to refrain from the wrong action, what is the benefit? If I have to go through what I have to go through in my life, I have to suffer means I have to suffer already predetermined, predestined, what I have to go through in life. Till when the question of action comes, till you can make use of your willpower. Why? Because if I make use of my willpower, then I can choose to do the right action. I can choose to refrain from the wrong action. Thereby what? Thereby I can avoid accumulating papam, future papam. Second thing, the present commitment to live a life of dharma will enable me tap Bhagavan's grace. When I do the right action consciously, when I consciously avoid the wrong action, it enables me accumulate punyam. It enables me avoid accumulation of papam. Thereby, it enables me earn Bhagavan's grace. Tap Bhagavan's grace. Once I have Bhagavan's grace, then what happens thereby? It makes me think better. Intellectual, this, I become free from being a split personality. By doing the right, by avoiding the wrong, by tapping Bhagavan's grace, I avoid becoming a person of split personality. So there is integrity in my thought, word, and deed. Thereby, there is no confusion, delusion in my mind, confusion in my mind, that the intellectual sharpness is possible. Intellectually become sharper. Not only that, it also helps me resolve certain degree of impurities. Gradually, it contributes for resolution of certain degree of impurities. Thereby, and also there's also stability also is possible. So I become qualified for the attainment of jnanam. So antakarna shuddhi, antakarna naishchalyam is possible. Thereby I become eligible for the attainment of jnanam. It's not simply becoming eligible for the attainment of jnanam. It be possible for me to assimilate the teaching. See, understanding the teaching may be possible even with impurities. But assimilation of the teaching is impossible with impurities. Because assimilation presupposes, assimilation means one has to be contemplative, very focused. Focus is not possible for the person of impure mind. We will be distracted and will be disturbed. Therefore, that's why we say always Bhagavan's grace. The focus, having the focus, attention is great achievement. It's not an easy joke. People going for meditation classes will not simply help at all. Without understanding the importance of dharma and without consciously living a life of dharma, even as a pious person, even as a righteous person, even if you simply attend meditation class also, it'll be possible for a person to tame one's mind. But then after taming the mind, what should I use it for? One will not know. Unless a person is exposed to the proper teaching. Isn't it? But this is what is said. Therefore, so sattviki dhritihi means a person is capable of having mastery over his mind, body, mind, and complex. Sattviki dhritihi. Then next verse, if A person has purushartha nischayaha. If he is committed to the pursuit of moksha, and thereby if a person is committed to the pursuit of jnanam, and his jnanam until accomplishing that jnana, moksha in him of jnanam, the person will not give up his commitment to live a life of dharma. Once a person attains jnanam, then there is no need for him to go against adharma. So that's why it said, avyabhicharanya dhritya, unswerving will. Means the person with his total commitment to the pursuit of moksha in him of jnanam, and he will not compromise dharma at all at any cost. He will be totally committed to dharma, which means he will have mastery over his sense organs, mind and pranas. Then his will is sattviki, sattvik will, sattviki dhritihi. Because his yoga dharayati means he is keeping, he is holding on to dharma. Dharayati. The person is capable of keeping the life towards the attainment of moksha. The person is capable of keeping his life in the path of moksha. So the person whose will enables him to keep his life in the path of moksha towards jnanam, by way of having commitment towards the will of a dharma, such a will power is said to be sattvic will. Okay, next. Yayato dharma, dharma kamarthan. 34th verse. Yayato dharma kamarthan. Yayato dharma kamarthan. Dhrityadharayatarjuna. Prasangena phalakangshi dhritisapartharajasi yayatu dharma kamarthan dhrityadharayatarjuna prasangena phalakangshi dhritisapartharajasi yayatu dharma kamarthan dhrityadharayatarjuna prasangena phalakangshi dhritisapartharajasi yayatu dharma kamarthan dhrityadharayatarjuna prasangena phalakangshi dhritisapartharajasi. So it's made very clear. The person who has purushartha nischaya, who is committed to the pursuit of moksha in the form of jnanam, thereby who knows the importance of preparing his mind for jnanam, thereby who is committed to live a life of dharma, naturally makes use of his will, it exercises his will to live a life of dharma, to be able to live a life of dharma, because he's capable of keeping his life in the path of moksha. Then it is sattvic will. Now it is said, yaya dhritya dharma kamarthan dharayate. He Arjuna, Sa ஹே பார்த்த, ஹே பார்த்த மீன்ஸ் ஹே பார்த்த, ஹே அர்ஜுனா. See, in the first line, Bhagavan addresses Arjuna as Arjuna. In second line, Hey Partha. Hey Partha, Hey Arjuna. O son of Pritha, Arjuna. Sadhritihi. See now, Rajasi Dhritihi. Rajasi Dhritihi. Have you noticed this one? I told you already, Dhritihi is a feminine gender word. Therefore, adjective is what? Rajasi Dhritihi. So, Rajasic will is that. Rajasi dhritihi is that. Yaya dhritya. Yaya dhritya. By which will. Rajasi dhritihi is that will. Yaya dhritya. By which will. Palakangshi. See, palakangshi means kang palam. ஆகாங்கஷதே இதி பலாகாங்கஷி. ஆகாங்கஷத் பலாகாங்கஷ் ஆகாங்கஷதே காங்கஷதி. ஆகாங்கஷதே மீன்ஸ் ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் டிசைரஸ். காங்கஷதி மீன்ஸ் டிசைர்ஸ். காங்க்ஷ காங்க்ஷி அட் தி டிசைரஸ் பர்சன். பலாகாங்கஷி மீன்ஸ் the person who is desirous of the results of actions. Of course, every human being is definitely desirous of results. But palakangshi means the person who is desperately dependent on results of actions. Palakangshi literally means what? The person who is desirous of results. Not only is desirous of results, the person who is desirous of results being dependent on results for his happiness. Such a person, palakangshi, prasangena. It is nothing wrong if a person is a palakangshi, because being desirous of results is very natural. Every karma yogi is palakangshi. There's nobody, as Pooja Swami used to say, prayojanam anuddisha mandopi na pravartate. Not even a fool works without expecting a result. So being desirous of results is something wrong. Palakangshi, the person is desirous of results, but prasangena dharayate. So being desirous of results, this person, dharayate, dharayate literally means holds on. Holds on to the ends. Means he pursues ends. How? Prasangena. Here in this context, the word prasangaha means attachment. Prasangaha means attachment. Prasangena, due to his attachment, because of the attachment, attachment means because of attachment, means because of his dependence upon results of actions, because of his dependence upon results of results for his happiness and security. The one who is desirous of results, such a person, he also, he pursues. He pursues what? He has no purushartha nischaya. Naturally, he has no purushartha nischaya. Which means he does not know jnanam. He does not know the value of jnanam. Therefore, he had committed to the pursuit of jnanam. Because he does not know where moksha is. He does not know jnanam being the only means of attaining moksha. Therefore, he is not dependent on jnanam for happiness. He is dependent on artha kama dharmas for his happiness. So, dharmartha kaman dharayati, dharayate. Dharmartha kaman dharayate means he holds on to artha kama dharmas for his happiness and security. Because of his attachment means what? Because of his dependence upon results of actions, for his happiness and security. So he holds on to Arthakama Dharma. I mean, he pursues Arthakama Dharmas. This person pursues Arthakama Dharmas. Why? He is dependent on Arthakama Dharmas for his happiness and security. He is dependent on results of actions for his happiness and security. Therefore, he is desirous of results. And such a person's will, such a person's will is rajasic will. See, the person who pursues Arthakama Dharmas, having Arthakama Dharmas is the ultimate goal. The person who pursues Arthakama Dharmas, see, everyone has to pursue Arthakama Dharma. Even a person who has Purushartha Nischaya, whose ultimate goal is moksha, also pursues Arthakama Dharma. How can he live? But here, the person who pursues Arthakama Dharmas, having them as ultimate goal, being dependent on them for his happiness, thereby being attached to them, having because of the attachment, because of his dependence upon them, and is being desirous of results. When a person pursues Arthakama Dharmas, having them as the ultimate goal, naturally his will is rajasic will. So, yaya dhritya, he Arjuna, he Partha, yaya dhritya, palakangshi, dharma kama arthan, yaya dhritya, palakangshi, prasangena dharayate sadhritihi rajasi. So that will is rajasic will, by which a person who is desirous of results, because of attachment, pursue Arthakama Dharmas, holds on to Arthakama Dharmas as the ultimate goal. This is the meaning of second verse. So, the person who has rajasic will, okay, rajasic will also is not a weak. The person who is predominantly rajasic also has a strong will. The person who is highly sattvic also has a strong will. The person who has predominantly rajasic also has a strong will. Of course, the willpower of a person of rajasic nature is not a weak willpower. It's also strong will. But with a strong will, what does the person do? One must have a strong will to choose to do the right, to refrain from the wrong. The strength of the willpower must be used for preparing one's preparing one's mind for the attainment of jnanam. The strength of the willpower must be used for accomplishing the spiritual goal, spiritual end. Must be used for preparing one's mind for the attainment of jnanam. The sattvic person is a person of strong will. Sattvic person is a very pious person, but a person of very strong will, which is used for accomplishing the absolute end moksha, which is used for preparing his mind for the attainment of jnanam, which is used for mental preparation. Whereas the person of rajasic nature also has a strong will, but the strength of the willpower is used for accomplishing Arthakama Dharmas, means accomplishing the material benefits. This person can become highly successful in terms of accomplishing material ends. Whoever is highly successful materially also must have a very strong will. If the person doesn't have willpower, then it is not possible for him to achieve anything. So the person of material accomplishment who is successful in accomplishing the material ends also must have a very strong will. Nothing wrong. But what he says, Bhagavan says here, for him, Arthakama dharmas become the ultimate goal. Moksha is not the ultimate goal. Because this person is still dependent on Arthakama dharmas for his high present security. Therefore, as he is dependent on Arthakama dharmas, as he is attached to Arthakama dharmas, prasangena, because of attachment, because of his dependence upon Arthakama dharmas for his happiness and security, and he is very conscious of his desires, conscious of his results. So he is highly desirous of the results, like any other person. But he does not take care of mental preparation. He becomes highly successful in terms of material accomplishment. But he does not take care of his mental preparation. Therefore, he cannot attain, he does not become qualified for the attainment of jnanam. Therefore, he may accumulate more lot of punyam. He may accumulate a lot of punyam by sharing his wealth, by being right, by being dharmic, etc. He may be, if a person if a person accumulates abundance of wealth, if he supports, if he is righteous, even if the person is highly righteous, then even righteously he accumulates Arthakama dharmas also. If Purushartha Nischaya is not there, then his focus will not be on mental preparation. Therefore, he will not be eligible for the attainment of jnanam. So he might have earned abundance of punyam. As a result of which, exhaust the punyam, he'll be again be born. So he'll be continued to be in samsara. Suppose the person is not a righteous person, then having his goal, Arthakama dharma is the ultimate goal, not knowing the value of dharma, a person goes against dharma, then he'll be not only, even if he becomes successful in this janma because of his past punyam, but still he will be accumulating papam, and it's not possible for him to attain jnanam. He has to be in samsara. This is the condition of the person of rajasic will. Because his focus is not on moksha or jnanam, not on mental preparation for the attainment of jnanam. His focus only on Arthakama dharmas, because his attachment is there, means he is dependent on Arthakama dharmas for his happiness and security. So his focus is on the results of actions. See, a person of sattvic will also will be interested in results of actions. But his focus will be on mental preparation. But the person of rajasic will is desirous of results. His focus only on results of actions. But his focus is not on mental preparation. Therefore, he will continue to be in samsara. If he is a person, even without having Purushartha Nischaya also, even without being committed to the pursuit of jnanam also, as a person of rajasic will, as a person endowed with rajasic will, with his strong will, if he chooses to live a life of dharma, then he will be successful. At the same time, he will be accumulating punyam. Whereas a person does not know the value of jnanam, he may not know the value of dharma also. Then being driven by his desires for arthakama dharmas, he may go against dharma also. That is when he may abuse his will, strong will, to go against dharma also. Therefore, the person rajasic will will lose this mental purification. I mean, he won't become eligible for the attainment of jnanam. That is one thing. It's because he's a palakangshi. Okay, what about tamasic will? That we'll see in the next verse.
Yaya swapnam bhayam shokam vishadam madameva cha.
Are you listening? Okay.
Yaya swapnam bhayam shokam vishadam madameva cha navimunchati durmedhaha dhritissa partha tamasi. Yaya swapnam bhayam shokam vishadam madameva cha navimunchati durmedhaha navimunchati durmedhaha dhritissa partha tamasi. Yaya swapnam bhayam shokam vishadam madameva cha navimunchati durmedhaha dhritissa partha tamasi. Now, hey Partha, Arjuna, yaya dhritya. Dhritya madi, okay? Yaya swapnam bhayam shokam vishadam madamevacha na munchati durmedhaha sa dhritihi tamasi. Sadhritihi tamasi dhritihi. Arjuna, that will is tamasic will. Sadhritihi tamasi means that will is tamasic will. Which is tamasic will? Yaya tamasic, that will is tamasic will by which? Yaya by which? Durmedhaha. See, medhas means discrimination. Medha. No, medha means discrimination. And a person of indiscrimination, okay? The indiscriminate person is called durmedha. Sumedha. Sumedha means discriminate person. Durmedhaha means indiscriminate person. The indiscriminate person is the one who does not know, one who does not have the discriminative understanding of dharma and adharma. So durmedhaha, the person of indiscriminate, the indiscriminative person or indiscriminate person. He Partha, tamasi dhritihi, that is tamasic will.
yaya by which sa tamasi dhritihi yaya by which durmedhaha. The person who does not have discriminative understanding of dharma and adharma, the indiscriminate person, na vimunchati, does not give up. Vimunchati means gives up. Vimunchati, munchati means gives up. Vimunchati also means gives up. With the prefix vi or without prefix vi, munchati gives up. Vimunchati gives up. Na vimunchati does not give up at all. So tamasic will is that by which the indiscriminate person does not give up at all. What he does not give up at all? Swapnam. See, the word swapnam literally means dream. But in this context, swapnam should be taken as sleep. Swapnam, sleep. But sleep means what? Well, you can dream only in sleep, isn't it? You can dream only in sleep. You cannot, keeping awake, it is not possible for one to sleep, dream. Therefore, here, swapnam literally means dream, but one must sleep to dream. Keeping awake, one cannot sleep, dream. This person because of his ignorance, because of his dullness, he is always in dream, even in the waking state. Means without working very hard, people simply who plan, they are said to be their daydreamers. No hard work, but simply thinking in the mental, no? It's called daydreamers. So here, what it means is, yaya, by which swapnam. So this be the indiscriminate person does not give up at all. Sleep means the daydreaming. Bhayam, fear. Shokam, sorrow, grief. Vishadaha. Vishadaha means feeling low, depression. And madam. Madam literally means pride. But here, madam implies indulgence. So tamasic, wherever, if a person is predominantly tamasic in nature, and his will is what? Tamasic will. And as a person of tamasic will, naturally, this person has no discriminative understanding of dharma and adharma. So he does not give up. Easily he holds on to all these things. That he does not give up. Sleep means what? Dullness. Swapnam implies dullness and daydreaming. Bhayam, fear. Shokam, grief. Vishadam, dejection. Dejection. A depression, evamcha, and madam, the indulgence, some sort of pride. So all that person does not give up. So Bhagavan says, Arjuna, tamasic will is that by which a person who lacks discrimination, does not give up at all, mental dullness, thereby daydreaming, fear, grief, dejection, and indulgence. What Bhagavan says is, this person strongly holds on to swapnam, bhayam, shokam, vishadam, etc. he is very dull. He doesn't work hard, but he simply makes, he dreams, he thinks simply, I should do this, I should do this and all that. Called it daydreaming. There's no hard work, but simply thinking in the mind. And then what happens naturally, because there's no discriminative understanding, and there's always fear, always anxiety. And because of anxiety and fear, naturally there's also grief. And always this person feels dejected also. He feels dejected. If a person has a very weak will, the person of the tamasic nature cannot have a strong will. His willpower is very, very weak. The weak in the sense, he cannot do anything without fear. Before starting to do something, he always entertains the fear of having to face the failure in life. Oh, I have to do this. Before doing, he has to make use of his will to do something. But before even he does, he decides to do something, the fear comes. Will it be possible for me to be successful? Will I be successful or not? I may be failure. This is the fear. Therefore, this person will not be able to anything, will not be able to undertake anything to do, because his fear will be a big obstacle for him. Thereby, what happens? He is given to grief, shokam. As an enjoyer, this person, as an enjoyer of things in life, he is actively involved in enjoying things, but he's not active as a performer. As a performer, he is an active person. As a performer, as a karta, as a doer, as a performer, he is inactive. As a bhokta, as an enjoyer, he is very active. See, every individual human being enjoys this kartrutam and bhoktrutam. Every individual human being, as a given person, has this kartrutam, doership, and bhoktrutam, enjoyership. I am the doer, that notion is there. I am the enjoyer, that notion also is there. Which means we are performers. With reference to certain activities, we are enjoyers with reference to the results of actions or situations in life. But this person who is of tamasic will, the person of tamasic will is a highly active enjoyer. But he is an inactive doer. I mean, whatever. This person is not at all, not highly active as a performer, but as an enjoyer, he is very active. Means what? He enjoys things in life, but he doesn't contribute. There's no contribution on his part. There's only consumption. He consumes, but he does not contribute. So the person of tamasic will becomes a non-contributive consumer. A person of tamasic will becomes a non-contributive consumer.
He enjoys but doesn't do anything. It is not as the karta, he is not active, means he is not contributing, but he enjoys, so he consumes. What he consumes is not in keeping with, and what he does is not in keeping with what he consumes. He doesn't act, does not contribute at all. And then what happens naturally? As a person of enjoyment, as a non-contributive consumer, and this person also is given to the grief, sorrow. Why? Because if a person does not involve, Shastram tells us this, if a person does not do his duties properly, if he does not plan out his work, and if he does not work out his plan, if a person does not know how to keep himself occupied contributively, please listen to me carefully. If a person does not keep himself occupied contributively, naturally, that person cannot help becoming a victim of depression. It's very important for everyone to involve oneself in some form of activity or the other, which contributes, a contributive activity, which contributes for the social well-being or one's own, which takes care of one's own needs. It also contributes for social well-being. Some form of little contribution at least must be there. In fact, keeping oneself active itself is the best medicine to keep oneself away from mental dejection. If mental dejection has to be driven away, one must keep oneself very active. But this person, being inactive person, as a non-contributive consumer, naturally, he will be given to depression also. Because this person is not very active. Because if you do not keep yourself occupied in doing something in conformity with dharma, which is useful for others and one's own self, then naturally there'll be unwanted thoughts, unnecessary thoughts, which will result in depression. Not only that, the inactive person also will, as a result of being depressed, won't be given to the habit of unnecessary overeating also. All these problems will go if the person's will is tamasic will. So where there is thoughtless, if there is no thoughtful actions, if there is no thoughtful action on the part of a person, if there is no thoughtful action on the part of a person, naturally there will be grief, there will be depression, there will be dejection. Therefore, such a person cannot become mentally prepared at all. Intellectual sharpness will be impossible. Emotional stability will be impossible. Therefore, mental preparation will be not at all possible. Therefore, attainment of jnanam, understanding of the teaching itself, is not possible. Where is the question of assimilating the teaching? Where is the question of attaining moksha? Therefore, this is the problem. This is how the tamasic will expresses itself. Madaha. Madaha literally means pride. But here, madaha means the person will become addicted, the person will get addicted to the enjoyment of certain objects of sensory pleasures, objects of pleasures. It's very natural for a person of tamasic will to get addicted to enjoyment of sensory pleasures. That's how the overeating also becomes a habit. Overeating or even any other, any whatever wrong habit a person has also, you get addicted to that. It may be alcohol consumption, or it can be even, you know, munching of betel nut, betel leaf, etc., or drug addiction. Not only that, even overeating, etc., it's all because of this. Madaha implies here overindulgence. Overindulgence implies the it's a problem of getting addicted to the enjoyment of sensory pleasures, including food, etc. This is how the tamasic will expresses itself. We can see these habits on the part of a person of a tamasic will. Shankara Bhagavatpada in his commentary mentions avashanna bhavaha means always feeling dejected. Always feeling dejected. In fact, you can see those people who always feel dejected are the people who are of tamasic will. Even if there's dejection, dejection is possible for anybody. A sattvic person also sometimes may get dejected. But it will be possible for them to overcome dejection and still to be active, to involve themselves in what they should be doing. The person rajasic will and sattvic will be able to overcome and still they'll do what they have to be doing. The person tamasic will be lost, that he cannot overcome dejection. That's what Shankara Bhagavatpada says, the person who is always given to dejection is a person of tamasic will. Suppose if a person has moksha as the ultimate goal, if he is committed to the pursuit of jnanam as the understanding jnanam as the only means of attainment of moksha, then he will know the value of dharma, he will try to live. That's okay, at least that's something nice. But if a person does not have purushartha nischaya also, even if a person does not have purushartha nischaya, even if the person does not know moksha being the ultimate goal, still if a person has some goal in life, I have to at least earn this much money, I had to get this many degrees, I had to achieve this much in life, I had to have accomplished this, at least something must be there. Some sort of a goal must be there in life. Then a person can be at least rajasic. A person's will can be rajasic will. But if a person does not have even any goal at all, there's no purpose. There's no purpose at all. Simply eat, enjoy. Don't do anything, simply enjoy. I mean, there's no, such a person's will will be definitely a tamasic will. That's why it is said the person who does not have any goal in life, because there's no discriminative understanding of what I'm living this life for. Moksha purusha, even if moksha is not the purushartha, at least some goal a person must have. Then he can hold on to that goal and he can work to accomplish that goal. At least he'll be active. By being active, he'll be contributive. But here, this person is of
indiscriminate intellect is a person of indiscrimination. An indiscriminate person, as a person of perverted intellect, he does not know, nor can he be taught. It is not possible for us to make him, for us to make him understand. He doesn't understand himself, nor can others make him understand as well. Therefore, he is durmedhaha. Such a person naturally will turn to be even an atheist, because there's no commitment to dharma. Commitment to dharma is not possible, because value of, you know, that it is not possible for him to have knowledge of the value of dharma, because there's no goal in life. And there's a fear, there's depression, there's dejection. I mean, this is how a person of tamasic will lives his life. That is why Shastra study, exposure to the Shastram, definitely will make a person understand the purpose of living his life. Moksha being the ultimate goal will be made very clear. The importance of the value of knowledge will become very clear. Thereby, only when a person understands the value of jnanam, then a person can become committed to the pursuit of jnanam. Thereby, a person will come to know the value of values. Then he will try to live his life in conformity with dharma. That is how his will become his will. He is helped to make, convert his weak will into a strong will. When a person is helped to convert his weak will into a strong will, and his will is the person is helped to convert his tamasic will into a rajasic and sattvic will. Shastra study is very important for one to convert his rajasic will into sattvic will, or to convert one's tamasic will into rajasic will and sattvic will. Otherwise, one must have punyam to have sattvic and rajasic will. Okay. The next verse. Sukham tvidanim. Now, having this completed this topic of will, the Bhagavan enters into the next topic of sukham. But we have to understand, even though Bhagavan has discussed these three types of will power, sattvic will, tamasic will, rajasic will, etc. What is that which will help us have sattvic will? It is the purushartha nischeha. It is the understanding of the value of knowledge. It is the commitment to the pursuit of jnanam. Thereby, it is the commitment to live a life of karma yoga. And living a life of karma yoga alone will help us, help anyone have the sattvic will. So karma yoga, the importance of living a life of karma yoga is emphasized here by way of presenting the difference in the willpower. Sukham tvidanim trividham shrunume bharatarshabha. Sukham tvidanim trividham shrunume bharatarshabha. Abhyasadramate yatra dukkhantam chani gachati. Okay, I think this topic of sukham, we'll see. What is sattvikam sukham? What is Rajasam Sukham? What is Tamasam Sukham? We have to see. We'll see next class. Okay, I've been talking simply. Any questions? No questions from anywhere? Simple lessons. Not very difficult lessons. Simple. Okay, of course, the whole 18th chapter, mostly repetitive. Later on, we're going to have some important verses where Bhagavan, Shrinka Bhagavatapada has written long commentaries, and some important verses are going to come later on. So, Saptikam Sukham, Rajasam Sukham, Tamasam Sukham, we're going to see next class. Okay. I will try to see all. Last class, it took very long. Next class onwards, we'll try to be faster. So it won't take much time. One thing you can understand, how repeatedly the discipline of Karma Yoga is emphasized. Now you can see, unless and until a person has purushartha nischaya, it is not possible at all for one to live a life of Karma Yoga. It is not possible for one to understand the value of Dharma. Without understanding the value of Dharma also, a person may choose to live a life of Dharma. If a person is very, sharp person, or knowing the value of Dharma, a person will definitely live a life of Dharma. But without knowing the value of Dharma, most of the people cannot live a life of Dharma. Then the will becomes a weak will. The willpower, the non-righteous person does not have a strong will. Strong will means we think as with strong will, if a person has a strong will to go against Dharma, the will which is abused is a weak will. I want to tell you one thing. Which is a strong will? Which is a weak will? The willpower which is abused is a weak will. The will which is properly made use of is a strong will. Properly made use of, the willpower which is made use of properly is a strong will. The will which is abused or misused is a weak will. When a person goes against Dharma, his will is abused. When a person's action is in conformity with Dharma, his will is used. A used will is strong will, abused will is weak will. Even without having purushartha nischaya also, if a person uses his will in conformity with Dharma, if a person performs actions in conformity with Dharma, even if he is rajasic will, has no purushartha nischaya, but still his actions are in conformity with Dharma, means his will is a strong will. The person's actions are not in conformity with Dharma, then the will is abused. A person abuses one's willpower to go against Dharma. Then such a willpower is called weak will. Is it clear? Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.